sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, realtor and team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins.
I always feel like I could be a disappointment when you introduce me like that, Mark.
Why? I feel like we need like the old Chicago Bulls intro music
there
starts to come
go,
on.
There you go, because I do
now
resemble the Chicago Bulls, for sure.
40 years of realtor experience,
yes,
coming
to
you.
I am excited about today's show because we have not had a show about this ever.
I think it's going to stink.
You think it's going to stick?
Yep.
Okay.
And what are we talking about today, Becky?
We're talking about septic tanks and DEQ and such.
Our guest is Kevin Ruark of Red Dirt Septic, and we're going to get to all things septic and DEQ. But before we do that, let's talk to our money man.
NMLS number
1197740.
From SWBC Mortgage, Matt McLean. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Becky. How are you
guys?
Good
morning, Matt.
Tell us what's happening in the market.
Well, we're experiencing a little upward trend in rates, guys. So we've moved, and hopefully we're going to plateau in the future, but we are definitely in the 4% interest rates now on both our government product and our conventional loan product.
What kind of action should somebody take? I mean, like when you apply for a loan right now, can you lock in your interest rate?
Yeah, you can. You have the option, Becky. You can lock in as soon as we have the application and contract from your team. Then we can go ahead and lock the interest rate, or they can opt to float the interest rate in hopes that perhaps the market may improve. But when you float, you're also risking that the rate may continue to go up.
You know, there's a big mortgage company that did a study on that, and I won't name their name because they're a competitor. Actually, yes, my loan was with you when this happened, but a different competitor did a huge study some years back about people floating and locking in. And 75% of the people that floated paid a higher interest rate at closing than they could have locked in at. And we're in an accelerating market, interest rate-wise, so locking in is good. And you can lock in for about how long?
Typically it's your contract close date, but we can go anywhere from 15 days up to 120 days.
And 120 days will cost you a little bit of money to lock it in that long, wouldn't it?
120, there will be a premium associated with a 120-day lock. We don't typically see any premium with a 30. A slight premium perhaps with a 45, and there's a small premium with a 60-day lock.
But things are more instantaneous than they used to be used to. The 60-day lock was real common, but now with all of our electronic data and information we can get, it doesn't take as long to do to get a loan approved. It takes, just from experience, since I moved a couple of months ago, I will tell you, it took me longer to get packed than it did for my buyer's loan to get approved.
Yeah, we're in a different world for sure, but it's a much improved. I come from the day where we had the hand-typed documents, so.
Right.
It's a great time to have a conversation with Matt McLean, Dean Riddell, SWBC Mortgage. You can give him a call at 405-858-7770 or go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's Favorites, and they are right there at the top. Thanks, Matt, once again.
How do you spell Becky Ivins?
There is two I's in Ivins because you could not afford a vowel. That's the rumor.
I could only afford one vowel, so I used it twice. Ivins.
BeckyIvins.
.com.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Kevin Ruark.
Good morning.
Good morning. The name of your company is Red Dirt Septic, and we're not here to do an infomercial, but we're here to learn, right?
Good.
But I want people to be able to contact you because I'm hoping that you will be able to answer some questions if someone has specific questions.
Hope so. Should
okay.
be able to.
I've got my first question. Are you ready?
You bet. Shoot.
Why did my dad put in a 500-gallon septic tank when he had seven children?
Okay, you got me. Yeah, I thought I knew everything.
I want to start there. I mean, because I'm intrigued. I don't know if 500 gallons is small or medium or large.
Well, that would be undersized for any size home.
Okay, so what's the normal size septic tank?
Minimum requirement in Oklahoma is a 1,000-gallon tank.
Okay.
And it's not judged by the size of your family, by the way.
That's right.
How do they judge? How do you calculate that?
The DEQ has kind of established that there's one kind of common denominator, and that's number of bedrooms. So that's the way they rate them.
So it's by number of bedrooms.
There's a flow rate established for 2, 3, 4, 5 bedrooms
mm-hmm.
on up.
Mm-hmm. And DEQ, what does DEQ stand for?
Department of Environmental Quality.
And you spent all day there this week, right?
I did. I meet with them regularly. I'm on the State Board of the Oklahoma On-Site Wastewater Association, and I'm past president of that, and we have regular meetings with DEQ to talk about rules, and we twist their arm, and they twist ours.
Okay.
Now, what all do they oversee?
Well, the DEQ at large oversees air, water, and land, and their goal is to keep those things clean. And but we deal with the ECLS division that's deals with all on-site systems. On-site means you've got a system, a septic system on that lot or on that site where the wastewater is treated and disposed of.
So you really don't deal with something to where there is a sewer line running to the public sewer system.
Right.
Right? It's a little private sewer system, right?
That's right. Now, there's a lot more of that out there than most people think.
Yes. I owned a house west of MacArthur on Northwest 27th Street. There
That's right.
is two blocks there that are regular size lots that each one of them has a septic tank. Crazy.
Yeah.
That now the neighbors have dug holes and trenches and hooked onto the public sewer right. there. I did not. I had a septic tank put in, and I learned a lot, actually, about a septic tank when we had that put in because, the septic tank that my dad built was cinder block in the ground, and the one I saw put in was a big plastic, drum-type thing.
Right.
Just a bottle, like a big milk bottle, but much larger, right?
A lot of rules have changed in recent years. So kind of what you may have seen, 40 years ago is not the code anymore.
He's so kind to think I was a child.
I was thinking about what number to use.
Yeah.
Smooth, Kevin. Smooth.
Kevin Ruark, remember, the smooth guy. So when you're talking about septics, you want it to be smooth.
Yes. When we come back, we'll be talking about all the different – I got a bunch of questions for you. I'm real excited about this. When we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are talking about septics and with Kevin Ruark. Now, Kevin, how much, percentage-wise, in new construction, how much is being constructed on septics?
Well, believe it or not, about 60% of new homes in Oklahoma in recent years have their own septic system.
I would not have guessed that.
Nobody.
That high.
Most people think it's a rural application strictly.
Right. 25-30%, something like that is what I would probably have guessed.
Well, historically, it's been about a third of Oklahoma homes have a septic system.
Okay.
But that's a growing number.
Yeah.
And the reason that's changed is because septics have changed, haven't they?
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a typical, am I wrong? Are there two types of septics or is there another? Well, there's lagoons, which
right.
we could talk about that. But let's talk about just septic tanks to start with.
Right. And that's what we would all call a conventional septic system, has a septic tank with lateral lines or leach lines, to call them, good part of the country. And that's what we all had kind of prior to the late 90s.
You knew right where the lateral lines were because the grass was always so green there.
That's right. That's right. You get on Google Earth, you can see all of that.
Isn't that something?
You can analyze somebody's system over the phone. But, yeah, in recent years, though, and this has a lot to do with the poor soils we have in Oklahoma, a lot of rock and clay, and that doesn't treat septic water very well. So most new systems, or the lion's share, are aerobic systems where the treatment happens inside the tank by blasting oxygen into that tank.
That's where you get the word aerobic, right?
Exactly.
It's the only place I use aerobic, right? So putting air or oxygen into the system helps break it down. And instead of one great big tank, you have a few little tanks, right?
Right. Most aerobics are three chambers. That could be three separate tanks or two tanks, one with two chambers. But these days they're mostly in one tank with three chambers, and it goes through a process and cleans the water. I mean, when it comes about, if you have a quality system that's maintained, that's as close to rainwater as you're going to get, the water coming out of the back of the tank.
So it has, in order to get rid of the water, since it doesn't have the leach lines or the septic, the lateral lines, like the typical one is, they have sprinkler heads.
Most in Oklahoma utilizes sprinkler heads, yes.
What do you do if you don't have sprinkler heads?
Well, there are drip systems.
Oh.
A lot of times in lake areas, we'll put... Where you have a really small footprint.
Okay.
A drip system, meaning like just some kind of where it just drips out and can drain down regular drainage.
It has tubing that's similar to funny pipe tubing for irrigation.
Yeah.
But
funny pipe, what's that called? It's usually a black one with holes all the way through
it. Has holes all the way in it.
Yeah. Well, in the drip tubing for... Uh-huh. Aerobics as emitters every 2 feet, and but it's kind of, you know, putting that water just slightly underground. So that's legal in Oklahoma, but most
most of the times I see sprinklers. Like, I don't think I've ever seen.
I don't think I've ever seen one that didn't have sprinklers, because we always ask, well, where are the sprinklers? Now they are almost always at the back of the lot.
Right.
Now, why do they do that?
Well, you've got setback requirements. I mean, DEQ kind of dictates where you can go, but you don't want to be spraying the back porch or the jungle gym or, I mean, it's treated water, but still most people don't want to spray the kids' toys with them.
Yeah, well, and I have known of some that have an odor.
If you're spraying and it's got an odor, you've got an issue, and that's...
Oh, really?
99% of the time, that's an aeration issue.
Okay. How often do aerobic tanks need to be serviced?
Every 6 months.
And they have like a sound and a light and stuff. I mean, they're pretty well equipped, aren't they?
They are. If there's a problem, you should know about it with the alarm. Now, one thing I tell everybody that, and those folks that have one out there, it's not an emergency. It's not going to start blowing backwards immediately. But we get those calls all day.
We want to hear it's not going to blow backwards ever.
But it's just that system's telling you, hey, I've got a problem, and maybe it's an aeration problem. The aerator quit or the spray pump quit. You've got two moving parts, air pump and a spray pump. And if they quit, it's going to tell you. And typically you've got a few days, several days, to get some attention to that to get it fixed.
Hmm. Now, I know that there's rules about water wells and septic tanks. They can be cousins, but they can't be married, right?
I'd never thought of it that way. I gotta write that down.
Not like Downton Abbey when they married their cousins, right?
I'm gonna have to use that. That's right. You gotta be the kind of pretty much every part of an aerobic or a conventional system needs to be 50 foot from a well.
Because you don't want that water going back into your drinking water.
You know, eventually that water's going to the water table, and that's why you want it properly treated.
Right.
Do they consider, like, elevation? Like, does the septic have to be below where the well is?
It's funny. Most installers, like myself, consider that, but it's not a part of the
regulation. It's not a part of the rules.
It was historically, but...
It makes good sense.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Because I thought it was 50 feet plus elevation, but the...
Used to be.
Yeah.
But not anymore. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because my dad always told me that poop ran downhill. With all of that.
Well, it backs up if you don't have a big enough septic tank, okay?
What is the most common problem that happens with septic tanks?
Well, in this part of the country, I mean, all the Oklahoma City metro area and a large part of Oklahoma, you've got aging conventional systems. So those lateral lines... Most people think, well, they last a lifetime. Not really. You'll get sludge buildup. They'll start draining slow at some point and many times surfacing. And when that's happened, that water's not getting treated.
You know, the one I put in over in Bethany, it was as sandy a soil as you'll find in Oklahoma.
Yep.
And we had to put like these cages around the septic, the lateral lines, like the screens around it. And I was going, well, that sand's going to go right through there, but I was still required to do that somehow.
Yeah, all installers will use sand screen today over the top of conventional. We still do a lot of gravel lateral lines. There's other media that we can use, plastic. Chambers, for instance, a lot of people have heard of those, but you put a screen, linen over those.
Do you know, I had a Hillary Minnick from Minnick Materials, right. Okay? I love that place.
Yes.
And I really like the Minnicks. They're great people. But she spoke at an organization I was at this week, and, you know, they're pretty much dirt experts. I mean, like they have engineered dirt. Do you ever deal with Minnicks and delivering engineered dirt or anything?
Oh, I've dealt with Minnicks plenty, but mostly on a
gravel
just for my own my house.
Yeah,
but not in septic application.
Oh, okay. So, are there other rules about water well and septic tanks other than that? I mean, the aerobic and the traditional septic tank. I mean, do you have to have a certain amount of ground to have those?
Good question. Most everywhere, you've got to have at least a half acre. And there's some differences on the amount of a half acre up to an acre. You get minimums depending on whether you have a well on that property. If you have a well, you need a little more room.
Right.
The smallest footprint is a half acre for an on-site system. Typically, that's going to be aerobic because it has a smaller footprint.
Okay. Does like if it has a pond on it or some other water feature, does that matter?
It can be problematic as far as getting the setback requirements that DEQ allows.
Mm.
When you go place that in a yard, and many times it's a future yard, you know, new construction, you have to place it to where it meets the setback requirements from any other water source or property lines.
So you can't put your septic right on the neighbor's property line? Good.
No, it's not good when that happens.
Shoot that sprinkler in that.
Yeah.
No, we want that moisture on our land. It's actually great for watering. Now, are you finding people that are replacing that conventional with the anaerobic?
Yeah, typically. And we do a lot of that because... some of these aging systems, you got poor soil. That's kind of your option by code.
When we come back, we're to come back with Word of the Day, and we have a smoking hot deal also. So stay with us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins, and we're talking septic tanks today. But first, it's time for our Word of the Day. Our Word of the Day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. And our Word of the Day is gray water.
We haven't even mentioned the word gray water, have we?
Well, it's a surprise word of the day.
What is gray water, Mark?
Gray water is silage, also spelled gray space water in the United States, refers to domestic wastewater generated in households or office buildings.
Well, okay. Usually, gray water comes from like a washing machine or a bathtub or a sink, you know, kitchen, maybe a dishwasher, but it's something when I was a kid, you can't, I mean, my parents are deceased, so nobody can go arrest them now, right? But we had gray water from the washing machine because the septic tank wouldn't hold it. And it was just, had soap in it was the only thing, soap, maybe a little bit of bleach. But, and so that would be run right out into the yard instead of through the septic system. A lot of lake properties are like that. They will have like the shower and the sink water and stuff, because I have known of some properties that literally use a 50-gallon barrel for their septic tank. Yes. You can't fit a lot of stuff in there.
That's just kind of gross.
Well, I mean, it's cheap. I mean, you can use it, and then just the only thing that's going to go down there basically is the toilet.
Yeah.
Goes into that.
Yeah.
So, depending on kind of how, well, we can't even say that. But anyway, depending on how much stuff you got going down there, that could last quite a while if you only go to the lake once a week.
Well, I think Larry Robbins from Robbins Roofing is just going to be excited that we picked this word for the word of the day.
Well, I think he's dealt with that.
I think he has.
He just bought a lake property, and he's just selling a lake property. But I will tell you, they were kind of high dollar. They're very, very nice properties.
They are fancy septic tanks there. And we're talking with Kevin Ruark of Red Dirt Septic. And Kevin, it's a delight so far with this. And we just have so many questions, and I do. How often do you have to pump out one of these? Because that's, like, in my mind, like, I love the thought that I've never lived on a septic tank system. Of, like, the, you know, that the, when you flush, when it's just gone.
Well.
But septic, it's there, and you got to deal with it.
Well, until it fills up, or until it rains a lot, and the lateral lines don't let the water evaporate, and then you can't flush.
I feel like we're hitting your childhood in some way.
I mean, I'll tell you what,
just
bring the therapist in.
Therapeutic.
That's the $64,000 question, Mark. People ask us all the time, how often we need to pump it? Well, by the way, if you lived in a lot of other states, you would be required to pump it at a certain interval, like every year, every 4 or 5 years. In Oklahoma, we don't have that, so it's customary that people never to pump a tank. But you want to pump it for proper maintenance. Now, how often do you have to pump it? Depends on how many people are loading that system. And it can be different for every family. But there's hardly a system out there that you don't want to pump at least every 5 years. Now, a lot of people wait till something happens to pump. That's too late.
Right.
You want to maximize your settling space inside that tank so that the water that flows out to the lateral lines is cleaner. And I'm saying that with quotes. But you want to lean out that water that goes out into the leach lines. And that way your leach lines will perform better longer.
I want you to describe to us what a septic tank looks like and the working parts. Now, not aerobic, but a standard septic tank.
It's not real complicated. And they, you know, they haven't changed since they started doing it in London in the 1600s.
Oh, wow.
It's a concrete box. And I know you did some concrete blocks. I've seen those.
Right.
40 years ago. But it's pretty much a concrete box. And the standard size in Oklahoma is a 1,000-gallon tank. And you go up depending on the number of bedrooms. But fortunately today, in fact, this is kind of a new rule with the DEQ that we got passed, is that it requires to have a manhole cover at ground level. And that way you can look in there, and we use what's called a sludge judge to check the sludge and scum layer. No, that's right, Becky. It's not pretty.
I know.
But it's critical.
It's a good thing we're not on TV, right?
Right.
So it has to have it has to have a way for you to look down in that. Now, are those concrete box, is it it's pre-done or is it poured on site?
Those are all, today they're all precast, because you can build a lot better concrete box. Mm-hmm. With the precast process.
Really? I thought they'd probably all be the plastic jugs. Like,
they're plastic is not, it's more prevalent in other states. Our expanding and contracting clay soils can be a problem with plastic. Mm. And generally concrete is still cheaper.
Really? So,
and it's going to be there when we all are dead and gone. Baffle is... you have an inlet and outlet baffle, which basically allows the a lot of times we call it a sanitary tee, but it directs the water down under the scum layer, because on top of the liquids in your septic tank, you're going to have a scum layer.
Okay,
we all got it.
Yeah.
And that's everything in our diet that floats. Sludge goes to the bottom, heavier than water. But you've got to have a tee to keep that water from hitting the sludge and stopping, and from going out the outlet into and clogging up your lateral lines. It's critical that those tees are in place, or those baffles. They're tees today.
Kind of PVC pipe, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I've got 5 kids. They're all older now, but younger, like, how do you keep stuff that, like, just stuff that's been flushed down the toilet?
Like a hairbrush?
Hairbrush.
Daddy one time literally went out to the septic tank, took the layer off, got the hairbrush out because it was an expensive, like, fuller hair, horse hairbrush or something. I don't know what it was. And then brought it in.
No.
Bring my therapist.
Let it go. This is therapy.
I know it, but we had to wash it and use the brush. That was the brush. You didn't have like a handful of brushes back in the day. I could be more than 40 years old, right?
Sanitizing a hairbrush to be reused after it hits a septic.
I sanitized it. I rinsed it off.
So, Kevin, how do you deal with that? Of just stuff in the subject?
I can't tell you on the training kids on what not to flush. We find all kinds of things. I know where you can find it when they do flush it.
Yeah, there you go.
It will be there.
And I'll tell you what, like my tenants, when I rent property, I tell them, do your business, then flush. Then do your paperwork. Then flush, because our toilets are different than they used to be, because you can't get everything down nowadays. Well, depending on how much stuff you have.
You go into quite detail.
Right? But the thing is toilets are different, septics are different than what they used to be, and hopefully they've been improved, right?
They are, but you still want to treat everything with care. It's your system. It's on your site. It's you want to take care of it.
Yeah. I tell you, if we're not getting a Marconi Award for this one, something's wrong in the world. We'll come back with your smoking hot deal on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It's time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, and on 63rd, just west of Meridian. Casa Perico, fresh, hot Mexican food. Becky, what's our smoking hot deal?
I don't know. I'm thinking about Casa Perico, smoking hot Mexican food. people all the time want to know what's a pocket listing.
Mm.
Okay. Well, we have a pocket listing that if you are looking for a two-bed, two-bath, two carports in a townhouse in northwest Oklahoma City in that 120, 125 range, you need to call us and get put on the list to see this the day it goes on the market. It should go on the market within a week. But it will be multiple offer. Make your offer strong. Do an appraisal gap on it, because whoever buys this is going to pay either cash or going to pay above appraisal price, mm-hmm. because it's just so hard to find.
Yeah.
And give us a call for our smoking hot deal.
Give us a call at 405-722-3232, 722-3232. You don't want to flush your chance away on this one.
You do not.
That was bad, wasn't it? That was really, don't laugh at that. That's
okay. Kevin Ruark, we are talking to the expert on septics. And Red Dirt Septic, I'm going to give your phone number out. It's pretty clever. It's 348-DIRT, right? 348-3478.
That's it.
And I'll tell you what, we'll put that on the website. Just go to BeckyIvins.com, go over to Becky's favorites, and look for it this week, okay? And that way you'll be able to find it, because well over a third of our homes having septic tanks, you kind of need a septic tank guru, because you don't want to deal with it. I mean, you want it to just work. We talked about lift stations. Now, that's something you just don't want, but if you need it, you really want it. So tell us what a lift station is.
There are a lot of applications for lift stations. Lift stations are everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Downtown, in the Chesapeake, or the Paycom Center, strip centers. But if you have a lift station at your home, typically you're having to lift the water to the leach lines. So, yeah, maybe you've got a really good place for lateral lines in the back of your lot, but it's uphill. Then you have to lift it to it. So it's pretty simple.
I can see things going wrong when the power goes out.
Well, it can be a problem when the power goes out.
Yeah, but it does have lift stations in your home, and I've sold homes with lift stations. They've got a sound and a light that goes off. If you've got a problem, it alerts you.
You're going to know
you have a problem. And in those, it's almost essential to have a generator, because you cannot have that not working.
Last year at this time, we were advising folks on how to hook up their system to a generator.
Right.
During the big freeze.
During the big freeze, right.
A lot of people didn't have power.
For a while.
Yeah. And that was true with aerobic systems. That was long enough that those systems had to get electric to them.
Well, and they don't have to be septic to need a lift station.
You can
have lift stations. I mean, I know.
Sure.
I belong to a nonprofit. I mean, I'm on the board of a nonprofit that has a lift station in the building. It's got a basement, got bathrooms in the basement, sinks and such, and that has to be lifted up to get to the sewer line so that it can flow downhill.
we're working on a celebrity's house right now that has 4 or 5 lift stations inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. That's a big basement, huge.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, a lot of strip centers, office buildings, places you'd never think have lift stations.
It's basically a pump that pumps it up. It
pumps to city sewer, mm-hmm. But that's not unusual. There are houses with lift stations. They don't have a septic system, but they have a lift station pumping to city sewer.
Right. Those are hard to sell, I will tell you. I think it's Piedmont, isn't it, that's got the lift station, a lot of lift stations to their water treatment facility. Mm-hmm. There's somewhere up in there they have a lift, and when they have trouble with it and it freezes and the power goes out, the whole city's in trouble. Yeah.
Now, with most on-site systems, you've got a lot of built-in capacity, so you don't have that urgency. Now, when those alarm goes off, people get excited, but you've got days of capacity in there on typical on-site systems. Lift stations can, a little more immediate.
Yeah, well, and deal with on any municipality that's got a lift station is going to have a generator on it.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to put their populace in trouble like that, right?
Right.
So when it comes to installation of the aerobic systems, how long does it typically take to install one of those?
A day, typically.
Really?
Most home systems, we complete them in a day. Now, there can be large commercial applications that
take
a week.
Sure.
But most home systems are installed in a day. Now, you got a lot of pre-planning for that, though.
When we sell homes that have a septic system, we have to get it inspected in order to get a loan. So what's involved in an inspection? Do you do those? About what do they cost?
We did those historically, but actually...
You're doing more install now.
Folks that work for us who were with us for a long time, really good. I recommend them. You need to get a person that knows septic.
Right.
You find a lot of inspectors, but they don't necessarily know septic. And that's a critical thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Becky, that when houses trade hands and it has a septic system, it needs to be inspected.
Well, the lender requires it. FHA inquires
it. You bet.
Requires mm-hmm. it. You know, VA requires an inspection. And it has to be, it can't be just a home inspector that does this. They have to be, are they licensed with DEQ?
Certified?
How does that work?
Well, that's some of the things that we're now working with DEQ on to, it needs to be a licensed function. Right now it's not, but our state association is working on that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a little surprising.
There's certifications or something, aren't there?
Yeah.
Well, I have a certification as an installer, and a lot of people have looked at that but there's really different things you need to know to be an inspector, to inspect systems.
Yeah.
And you need a drawing of your system and know where it is, and all that's underground, so what do you do?
Yes.
What do you do when you don't have a drawing?
I mean, when an inspection is done, the first thing you want to do is check and see if there's records with the state. You can do that online. And
State Health Department or DEQ?
The DEQ.
Okay.
And if there's no records, then somebody needs to go out and inspect that system. But you got to kind of get into a system to inspect
it.
Not too many people
take the lid off, right?
You need to get in the tank. You need to probe the lateral lines if it's a lateral system. You need to go through every part of that aerobic system.
I'll correct you on that. You don't really get in the tank, do you?
Well, we don't.
You uncover and look inside the tank.
Well, there's one guy that short stick. Well, no, around our place, you don't want to be tall and really skinny. No, don't quote me on that. I know there's rules out there.
Tall people are not a like protected class.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the skinny guy at our place.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
If you are, if all this topic is ringing a bell for you and you really need help with this, just go to BeckyIvins.com. We will put Red Dirt Septic right up there. You can contact them. What I've loved, Kevin, is you are clearly know what you're talking about and clearly are helpful to that. It's been a delight to have you.
It's been fun to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much. This has been a fun topic. We'll have you back, and we will probably be a little bit more couth about it next time.
No, we won't.
No,
we won't.
I drive around and listen to you on Saturdays. Oh. I know you.
Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.